all the animals, like the cattle and the horses and the mules, the animals, all the, you'd say it was, you were going to feed the what?
The livestock.
And do you have...
Or the stock, just the stock.
Would you have a time of day to do that? Like, would you...
That varies. Sometimes you want to... Sometimes you do it regularly and sometimes irregularly. We try not to feed them exactly at the same time and certainly in the same place, because they stand around waiting for you to feed them. They don't do any grazing.
So do you call that, like, do you have a feeding time or anything like that? Or?
That's called supplemental feeding. You feed them something besides, and you have feeding days, usually about every other day.
Do they make any kind of noise to let you know that they want to eat? Or?
Oh yeah, they get hungry. They low for you, and you can hear them.
The cattle low?
Yeah.
What about the horses?
Horses nicker.
Do the mules make?
They'll bray. It's called a bray.
I heard.
We had an old man that worked for us here for so long. He said there's nothing as lonesome as a Brahmin cow lowing, a wolf howling, and a woman crying. Another favorite expression of his was, it's hell when it's that away, and it's that away now.
You know, I had a little nigger working over here, and that little Jack was over here. We were working on a fence down there, and one of those niggers looked up to me. Said they tell me that a Jack brays every morning at 10 o'clock. So he was watching me, you know, and he was going in sleep. And 10 o'clock passed, he didn't bray. And he just forgot his watch. I guess maybe in the morning he'll do it. I'm just watching you in the morning. I don't want to work with the work of the fence. Somebody told him that, man.
When I was a little kid, my father used to have me show off to people. Get some people around, he'd say, "Now, son, what does the bull say when he bellows?" I would always chime up. He says, "I ain't gonna be a bull no more. I ain't gonna be a bull no more. I ain't gonna be a bull no more. I'm gonna be a steer, a steer, a steer."
Yes,
they can sure let it go.
So, do the calves make any kind of noise, like when they're being weaned or anything?
Oh yeah, they bawl and carry on.
I didn't know if they did.
Yeah, they really do raise sand. They walk the fence, bawl, carry on.
Do you eat chicken a lot? I mean,
yeah, we eat a lot of chicken.
Well, when you were a child, did you ever get the bone that was shaped like this?
Oh yeah, wishbone.
What'd you do with it?
Get somebody else to take one side and you take the other and pop it and see whose wish is going to come true.
How did you tell whose wish was going to come true?
The one that had the short end.
Did you call that anything or the long end anything?
Just part of the wishbone, as far as I know.
Right. Somebody told me, you know, all these different things you had to do to it. Somebody told me you had to hang it over the door or something. I didn't know if you ever heard of that or not.
Oh, no, I never heard of that.
What about the inside parts of the chicken? Do you eat any of those?
Oh, I love the gizzard and liver.
Did you have any name?
Gizzard and liver is all I ever call.
You wouldn't have a name for all that stuff there together, would you?
Well, the offal or the guts. Mostly offal is a better,
That means
more
all
polite name. It means the guts.
The
gutted means the stuff you usually throw away.